strained wrist. Her previously dislocated shoulder also throbbed, but that was kind of the least of it. As she lay in her hospital bed, feeling like death on a tortilla, she had the thought that maybe stunt work wasn't for her. Injuries came with the job, but this was the third time in 5 years she'd landed in the hospital. The first time she'd messed up, so that was on her, but the other two had just been plain bad luck. The incident with the truck had come about because one of the tires had blown, causing the however many ton vehicle to jump the curb, an action that had sent her flying up and over the side. Gravity, being the bitch it was, had flung her onto the sidewalk, hence the injuries. Her father studied her, his brows drawn together in concern.
"None of this makes me happy," he told her.
The incongruous statement nearly made her laugh. She remembered, just in time, that her ribs wouldn't appreciate the subsequent movement, and they would punish her big time.
"Today isn't my favorite day either," she admitted, trying not to groan. "I didn't wake up with the thought that I should try to get thrown out of the back of a pickup."
Although technically getting thrown out of the truck had been the stunt. Just not when it had happened, and without warning or a plan.
"I'm worried," her father told her.
"I'll be fine."
"This time?"
She winced, and not from pain.
"Now you sound like Mom."
Her father, a handsome man only a few months from his 60th birthday, brightened.
"Thank you, Victoria. That's such a nice thing to say."
Given her weakened condition, she let that comment slide. Honestly, she didn't have the strength to deal with it right now, even though she knew her father understood exactly what she'd been saying. He was only pretending to not get it.
"If you're going to act like that, you should go," she said,
then amended what could be construed as a catty comment into something more kind. Mostly because she only had the emotional energy not to get along with one of her parents, and her mother had already claimed that prize.
"Besides, they'll be bringing my drugs any second. I plan to surrender to sleep, so I'm not going to be very conversational."
As if to prove her point, one of the nurses walked in with a syringe.
"Ready to feel better?" he asked cheerfully.
"Yes. And let me say, you're my favorite person ever."
He winked. "I get that all the time."
He slowly injected whatever the medication was into her IV. Victoria drew in a shallow breath as she waited to feel that first blurring of the edges of the pain. Modern medicine was a miracle she intended to embrace. The nurse left. Milton took her good hand in his.
"I'll let you rest," he told her, "but I'll be back later tonight."
He squeezed her fingers.
"Tomorrow, when you're released, I'm taking you home."
Ugh.
Victoria knew that her father wasn't talking about the pretty condo he'd bought her when she'd turned 21. Instead, he meant the house where she'd grown up, the one where her mother still resided.
"I don't need to move back," she protested, feeling the first telltale easing of the pain. "I have a few bumps and bruises."
"Along with a broken leg? And what about your ribs? You can barely move without wincing."
"I have zero pain tolerance. I'm a total wimp."
He frowned.
"You're tough and stoic. If you're showing signs of pain, it's bad. You'll stay with your mother and me until you're well enough to be on your own."
He pointed at her.
"I mean it, Victoria. You don't get a vote."
Her father was rarely stern with her, so his sharp tone warned her he wasn't kidding. And she knew from 24 years of experience that arguing with the man would get her nowhere. Milton didn't take a stand very often, but when he did, he was the immovable object.
"I wish you loved me less," she murmured, feeling a little floaty and stumbling over her words. "Okay, I feel drugs. Let me enjoy the experience of breathing without, you know, wanting to die."
"Oh, baby girl. You've always been difficult."
"I know. It's one of my best qualities."
Her eyes drifted closed.
"Love you, Dad."
"Love you more."
He kissed her cheek.
"I'll see you tonight."
"Come alone."
His soft chuckle